And of course, this hour we will take your phone calls, a little assistance here with Dr. Joel Wallach, and maybe we can help you out. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And next hour, this Easter Sunday, we talk about some ancient archaeology. We've got Dr. Joel Wallach this hour to take your phone calls. Joel, in your career, and you've got a lot of people, I've seen you at events, come up to you and thank you for things. What has been the story that you'll always remember forever on helping somebody?
Oh, my goodness, Charles. There's literally thousands of them. I get thousands of them a month. You know, people who go from 400 pounds, have been 400 pounds for 20 years, in 7 months are 157 pounds. People who are on 27 prescription drugs, are on the heart transplant list. They have congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, heart disease. They have coronary artery disease. In 5 days, their doctors take them off of the heart transplant list, take them off of 27 prescription drugs, and deem them cured. I didn't do it. Their doctors deemed them cured. Then we take people who are infertile, no babies after 8 years of really trying hard during a marriage, no pregnancies, and just in 90 days they're pregnant, have beautiful, healthy babies. We have children who are born with cystic fibrosis who are able to reverse the genetic markers, and they're normal. Kids who are born with muscular dystrophy, and you know they're 4 or 5 years old by the time they get to us, and within weeks they're perfectly normal. And these are the sort of things that are just tug at your heartstrings. And people always ask me, "Why do you keep doing this?" Well, literally through the eyes of thousands and thousands of our longevity associates, we see millions of people every day. And through them, I get information sent back to me. And we're constantly monitoring what's going on. But everybody's using the same system, and that's what makes what we do work. People always say, Wallach, is there any research on what you do? Well, yeah, there's over $100 billion in each one of our formulas. Through the government, USDA, agricultural universities, veterinary schools, medical schools. And so these are extremely well-researched. Again, personally, some projects have done 1,700 autopsies in projects on kids that die of muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis and heart disease. Nobody's ever done that before, George, and so we are on track. We know exactly what causes these diseases, and medical doctors say, well, it's genetic. And it's not. None of these are genetic. Birth defects. We're talking about, again, Down syndrome, cleft palates, belly button hernias, cerebral palsy. We know how to prevent them. Even transgender, we know how to prevent transgender behavior. We know how to prevent gay behavior, and we know how to prevent lesbian behavior in females and gay behavior in males. We know how to prevent transgender. You can't put the genie back in the bottle when they're born, but we can prevent it. We know how to prevent it. It's not a choice. They are driven to do this by things that happened to them in early pregnancy. Those are the things that jerk at my heartstrings, because we can really save society a lot of unnecessary misery.
Are there tests to determine how someone is not supplemented? I mean, I know they give blood tests and they determine certain things like cholesterol level and stuff, but can they tell through a blood test if you're short in magnesium or vitamin D or anything like that?
Well, it's actually quite difficult because we have a thing in our body that keeps us in homeostasis, a homeostatic mechanism. Let's say, for instance, you have raging osteoporosis. You have almost no minerals in your bones, but your blood calcium may be normal. And that's because your body has the capacity to pull that last little bit of calcium out of your bones to maintain your blood calcium in the normal range to prevent you from dying. And so a blood test for determining nutritional status is a very poor way to do it. Hair analysis is very, very good when it comes to minerals. Vitamins, really what it comes down to is you have to know the symptoms. And this is why I came out with my newest book, Epigenetics. We go into every one of the 90 essential nutrients. We tell you what diseases, in some cases, like calcium, there's 147 different diseases. Vitamin Jeez. B1, there's 27 different diseases. Selenium, there's 40 different diseases.
You mean with the deficiencies?
Yes, sir, with the deficiency of these nutrients. And so we teach you how to do this. And so, for instance, I always have a question and answer period after my lectures, and somebody in the third row will say, well, I've been to 14 doctors, I have 28 diseases, and I'm on 27 prescription drugs, and I'm getting worse. What do you think is my problem? And I could look at them on the stage, and it'll be a man or woman. They have big rosy cheeks, and I say, are you wearing makeup? No. Okay, do you have rosy cheeks all the time? Yeah. Okay, well, you have a gluten intolerance. That's caused rosacea. Okay, it's called rosacea, and it's caused by a gluten intolerance. That's why alcoholics who drink beer, who drink bourbon and scotch made out of wheat, brought around oats, have these rosy
That
cheeks, you know, the
W.C.
rosacea in the cheeks.
Fields look, right?
W.C. Fields kind of face, right?
Yeah.
Big bulbous of his nose, yeah. These things are caused by gluten intolerance. And the reason why they have 28 diseases, all 28 diseases they name, asthma, eczema, constipation, tachycardia, fast heart rate, things like macular degeneration, all these are nutritional deficiency diseases, erectile dysfunction, low T, menopausal symptoms. These are all nutritional deficiencies, and because they cannot absorb nutrients because they have a gluten intolerance. So I'll put them on a gluten-free diet, get them on the 90 essential nutrients, and in 90 days, all the disease they've been suffering from for 30 years are gone.
All right, let's take some calls here for you, Joel. As they line up, we'll go to Whitney in Salt Lake City to get things going west of the Rockies. Hey, Whitney, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I have a 4-year-old little boy who has chronic UTIs. He had a hypostasis procedure done when he was a baby, and he has a really hard time eating. He just doesn't have an appetite. So I'm wondering if your products would be safe for him.
And he
had
chronic what? Because I couldn't hear that.
He has chronic UTI, urinary tract infection.
Okay. All right, Joel, take it away.
Okay, sure. He's 4 years old.
Yes.
Okay. Now, does he ever complain, you know, like growing pains, joint pains? Does he have any problems with his back or anything like that?
No, he sometimes, when he's playing, he'll get really winded, and then he'll say, oh, my legs are tired.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very, very useful information, because I get people who say, I've had a UTI, urinary tract infection, for 25 years. I've been on antibiotics for 25 years. I'll say, well, do you have a back problem? Yeah, I've had a back problem all my life. Well, it's really a back problem. It's not a UTI. And so oftentimes, and doctors forget, even pediatricians forget, if a 4-year-old baby is not absorbing nutrients, they're going to get bone problems, disc problems. And when you get disc problems, they begin to, the vertebrae get too close together, and they smash the roots of the nerves that control the bladder. And they can get burning on urination. They can wet the bed. They can not empty their bladder when they go to the bathroom. They can get urgency and so forth. And this can happen in a two-day-old baby, a 2-month-old baby, a 2-year-old baby, a 4-year-old baby, or a 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 70-year-old person. And it can be a back problem. So what does this child weigh?
40 pounds.
40 pounds, okay.
Little one.
Does he have any? Does this child have any history of skin problems like eczema, dry skin, anything like that?
No, I live in Salt Lake City, so the climate's very dry. So I think he naturally, just from the air, has a little bit of dry skin, but nothing extreme.
Okay, good. Okay, but he does have dry skin.
A
any
little, yeah,
sisters?
I guess. Not
any
that
brothers
bad,
and
though.
Sisters? Hello, any brothers and sisters?
No, he's an only child.
Okay, and I'm going to have to keep these calls relatively tight, Joel.
Yeah. Okay, so basically what I would do, 40 pounds, I'd get him one healthy brain and heart pack per month, give him a half of it, a half of a dose each day, cut that half a dose in half, a quarter of a dose of breakfast and dinner, so that one healthy brain and heart pack will last him 2 months. Get him off of gluten. The odds are he has a gluten intolerance, and he's not able to absorb nutrients very well, and he's got a back problem causing this urinary tract symptoms. Not a chronic infection, but the doctors interpreting it as a UTI. Call me every 2 weeks. Okay, next one, George.
Okay, my friend. So as you try to help these people through these dilemmas, isn't it easy for them to try to study this too? I mean, hasn't the internet become a boon for this?
The internet is actually a very good thing. When you have an informed person, they're more likely to make good decisions. And, of course, I find it kind of interesting that somebody, when they're going to put a new roof on their house, will get 5 bids. They'll render it down to the best 2. And before they sign the contract, they're going to check with the Better Business Bureau or maybe Angie's List to find out if these guys are able to fulfill the contract. Had any complaints? Did they ever not finish? They'll go to the same doctor for 25 years. Whatever the doctor says, they'll do without question. I'm going to cut your foot off. Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm going to put a dead guy's heart in you. Okay. So getting a second or third or fourth opinion.
Huh. Next up, we go to Mike in Clearwater, Florida. Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, doctor. Just had a quick question about cancer. The pharmaceutical industry, with chemo and all of which is essentially poison that they put through your body to help kill the tumors and whatnot, are there any documented cases where cancer has been successfully treatable through a natural type thing without using the harsh chemicals such as chemo and all the stuff that we're told is absolutely necessary. And I'm wondering if it's a conspiracy, because I wonder if, you know, if there is a cure, the drug company's not going to tell us about it because that's their bread and butter being put at stake. And I'll take my answer off the air if you can.
Okay.
What about B17, Joel Leotril?
Yeah, Leotril, I'm very familiar with it. I spent many years working with some of the Mexican clinics down there. And Leotril is part of a good treatment system for cancer. You notice I said it's a part of a, it's not the answer, but it's part of the answer. And so it's a part of a recipe, okay, and it supports the immune system. But to answer this guy's question, there's a mineral called gallium, which when you get a mineral deficiency of gallium, it causes glioma tumors in the brain. Great studies out of England in my book, Rare Earths Have Been Cures, on gallium, a trace mineral. And you can prevent these tumors, and people with these tumors, usually kids, they show a tremendous benefit from it by just supplementing with all 90 essential nutrients with extra gallium.
Gallium. I never even heard of that before.
Yeah, gallium. Yep, yep. In England, they found there was this one group of people in this one area that they had, just about every kid got this glioma tumor. And some clever guy figured out that it had something to do with the gallium that was missing in the soil, and he began to supplement the mothers in that area who were sexually active in childbearing years, and they gave them a gallium supplement, and he knocked the rate of glioma tumors down to almost zero. Great stuff.
How do you naturally get it without supplementation?
Well, you have to live in a place. You have to live in a place that's in the soil. Again, it doesn't occur in a uniform.
Is it in a certain fruit or anything like that?
Well, it's in our supplements.
But I mean, it doesn't come naturally in an apple
No, no, only in very, very isolated areas.
Gallium.
Yeah, it is in the 90 essential nutrients. We make sure it's in there.
I learned something.
Then
every
you
day.
Take. Here's another one you'll love. George, you'll love this one. Acute promyelocytic leukemia, one of the most vicious types of leukemia. Arsenic is the greatest treatment for that. It was a big study at New York University, and it's the only thing that will reverse acute promyelocytic leukemia.
Arsenic,
yes. Yep. Great treatment. And it doesn't kill the cancer, but it does support your immune system for specific ways for your own immune system to attack this acute promyelocytic leukemia. And then there's another one. It's called sea cucumber. It's a kind of sea vegetable.
I've heard of it.
Sea cucumber. Yeah, sea cucumber, which actually supports your immune system when you have cancers. Then there's the selenium, a trace mineral, which I'm very familiar with. Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, one of my best buddies, should have got the Nobel Prize for this, but he showed you could reduce the risk of breast cancer by 82% by supplementing with 200 micrograms of selenium a day, which is like 1/5 of a milligram. That's all published stuff. And this goes on and on and on. All these various minerals and vitamins can prevent cancers, and when you get them, support your immune system, so your own immune system attacks them very efficiently. So the answer to this gentleman's question, yes, there are natural substances. And again, you have to do two things when you have any kind of cancer. Stop the ongoing damage, change everything you're doing. One of the terrible things that happens when people get treatments for medical doctors for cancer, they never say change your lifestyle. They say, oh, you need more chemotherapy. Well, chemotherapy fails 97% of the time, according to their own publication.
I would not do that as long as I could, knock on wood. Let's go to Alicia in El Paso, Texas, first-time caller. Alicia, go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Hi. First-time caller, long-time listener, and coast-to-coast insider.
Thank you.
My son, Steve, and I listen to you every day.
Great.
Dr. Wallach, I have diabetes, and my doctor says I have gastroparesis, and I'm having trouble with digestion, but I also have an umbilical hernia. Would the hernia itself be preventing the digestion to occur and elimination problems, or is it gastroparesis, and what can I do?
Okay. Do you have type 2 diabetes?
I was told I had type 2, but my internal medicine doctor did some studies on my pancreas. He said I'm a type 1 that was never diagnosed.
Well, I would be suspicious of his diagnoses. How old were you when you were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes?
I was 34 after a gestational diabetes.
Okay. And then did you initially take pills or injectable insulin?
I started insulin pretty much immediately.
Okay. Basically, when you develop diabetes, particularly following gestational diabetes, it's almost always a type 2. But oftentimes, you cannot absorb the medicine, the oral medication, because you have a gluten intolerance, so you cannot absorb the medicine. They say, well, you're a type 1 because you require insulin. Okay, so what I want you to do is get off of all gluten, no wheat, no barley and rye oats, no carbohydrates, no sugar, no dried fruit, no juices, and I want you to eat nothing but vegetables and eggs and red meat and chicken and fish. Vegetables only, no bread, no pasta, no carbohydrates, but vegetables, eggs, red meat, and chicken and fish. Then you also can take what we call the healthy blood sugar pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. Take your fasting blood sugar every morning before you medicate yourself, whether it's insulin or pills. As your blood sugar drops, and it will, you reduce your medication as you've been taught to do. And when your blood sugar gets below 100 for 10 days in a row without medication, you're an ex-diabetic. But you do have to stay on the 90 essential nutrients because there's still not going to be any nutrition in your food.
Can you get too low, Joel, with your glucose level?
Yeah, you get down below 40, you're going to get dizzy, maybe pass out and faint, and sort of thing. And but the odds of that happening are pretty slim unless you're taking injectable insulin. Injectable insulin will do that. It's not going to happen with a natural supplement.
Okay. What about pills? They prescribe like metformin.
It's not going to happen with pills. It's going to happen with injectable insulin.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good technique too. We have time for one more quick call before the break. Let's go to Bruce in Chesapeake, Virginia, east of the Rockies. Bruce, go ahead.
Hey, Gillette. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
I'm a longtime listener since Art Bell Bays.
Thank you.
And I got one quick question for the doctor. Do you have any recommendations for stage 4 liver cancer? Not liver cancer, kidney disease. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Liver cancer, kidney disease.
You don't want the kidney. You don't want the liver cancer. That's for sure.
No,
are you on dialysis?
Stage 4 kidney disease.
Are you on
dialysis,
Bruce?
Sir?
No, I'm not. But they wanted to put me on it.
Yeah. Do you have diabetes?
No.
Okay. What do you weigh?
Like 280.
Okay. Well, our programs go by body weight. It's one dose of everything per 100 pounds of body weight. So you're going to need 3 doses a day. I want you to take what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. That's going to give you all the essential nutrients you need. But I want you to take 3 of those per month. That'll be one dose of everything, a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because you weigh almost 300 pounds. Then I want you to take what we call the Ultimate Daily Tablets. The Ultimate Daily Tablets are designed to support and promote healthy blood pressure, healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And I want you to take 12 of those a day, 4 at breakfast, 4 at lunch, 4 at dinner. And they're going to support and promote healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow, which is important because when you have kidney failure, there's nothing wrong with your kidneys. When you have kidney failure, there's nothing wrong with your kidneys. The reason why your kidney is not filtering, the little arteries in your kidneys are plugged, and you can't get the dirty blood in the filtering unit. So the whole idea here of the supplement program is to support and promote healthy blood flow through the obstructed arteries, get the dirty blood into the filtering units. Are you urinating?
I got him on hold, Joel. We're almost at the top of the hour.
Okay. Yeah. We take people, George, who are not urinating for 10 years, and within a couple of weeks they're urinating, and after a couple of months they're off of dialysis. So if this gentleman will do these things, and then give us a call through you or through that toll-free number every couple of weeks. We'll walk him through this. There's no reason why he can't go back to normal life, but he's got to get rid of all the bad stuff, fried foods, processed meats, and oil.
All right, we're going to take some final calls with you in a moment here with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, Beyond Belief is our television program, which you can watch. They've got a special going, 99 cents for the entire month. Watch the David Wilcox show that I did. Go to beyondbelief.com. Welcome back. Dr. Joel Wallach with us. His website, criticalhealthnews.com. We'll give you his toll-free number at the end of this hour as well. And we do this for you once a month to help you. And, you know, I come from the old school, Joel. You save one person, you've done your job. And I think you've saved a little more than one, haven't you?
Well, we've been blessed. We literally save thousands a day at this point. And we're in 50 countries, and it's growing very rapidly. We're picking up probably 4 more countries yet this month. We have some big studies going on in little countries that have only 280 citizens, some of the island nations, because they have the highest rates of type 2 diabetes, amputations from diabetes, and also kidney failure from diabetes. And we're working with them. We have a proposal in with them. We can make them a diabetes-free country within 2 months. Now, that will be spectacular, and then the world will believe us.
You pull off something on Ebola, too. if you can. That would be something.
I think, well, I know how to do that too.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, you have to appreciate Ebola is a virus. Of course, you have to do on the front end good hygiene for everybody, you know, including public health,
sure.
Right? But once you get it, you have to give your immune system everything it needs to knock that virus down. And this is where they fall apart. You know, talking about vaccines, talking about this and the other, and they're giving people lots of rice, lots of carbohydrates, keep their calories up, but nobody's giving them any nutrition. I would give them nutrition for their immune systems, very specific nutrients for the immune system, you know, basically the 90 and then the secret sauce, which would include a product we call Cell Shield RTQ, and this one just really supports the immune system, like it's outrageously supports the immune system. Selenium, trace mineral that supports the immune system. There's HIV. There's so much work done with this trace mineral selenium. When people have HIV, it's able to support the immune system so the body's able to control HIV and people don't die from it. The same way with Ebola. Haven't done it. I haven't had the opportunity. But I would venture to say if they would give me a system or allow me to do this.
You try it out.
With yeah.
What,
so we can do it.
How important is sleep with all of this, Joel?
Well, sleep allows your body to maximize its efforts towards repair. If you're out there doing physical work, you're using a lot of your nutrients towards just the energy to support physical work. If you're sleeping, you're using all this energy and all the nutrients focusing on maintenance repair. So sleep is an absolute necessity for people with any chronic disease or any infection.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to JD in Santa Cruz, California. JD, welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi there.
Hi.
My question is on menopause and bioidentical hormone replacement, essentially dosing to mimic the natural cycle. You know, everyone thinks of hot flashes and night sweats and headaches and irritability, but also estrogen and progesterone have been found to be protective against serious diseases like cardiovascular, dementia, Alzheimer's, and it's even been found recently to reduce the risk of breast cancer. The only con is virtually all doctors require women get annual mammograms in order to get the prescriptions. And as you know, we're finding more and more the mammograms entail often more risks and benefit with additional x-rays and biopsies and sometimes chemotherapy and radiation for tumors that may have never even spread. So my question is, what is your opinion, Dr. Wallach, of bioidentical hormone replacement for women at menopause?
Well, I think it's a great financial deal for doctors, okay? you have to appreciate that your grandmother went through menopause in 3 seconds when she was 70 years old. She was still cycling and able to get pregnant in her late 60s and early 70s. This 30 years of menopause and hot flashes and night sweats and dry vaginas and all this kind of stuff has to do with a nutritional deficiency inflicted upon women by doctors. This nutritional deficiency is a cholesterol deficiency. Cholesterol is, in fact, an essential nutrient and prevents Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a cholesterol deficiency. It's inflicted by doctors by lowering your cholesterol, getting you to eat egg beaters instead of eggs. And you have to appreciate that we've known how to deal with menopause, gosh, for 150 years. We actually have a great program with the Youngevity program. It supports the natural ability of your body to make its own estrogen. Even if you've had a hysterectomy and your ovaries have been taken out, your liver and your adrenal glands will make up the difference, begin to make more estrogen. All you need is the raw materials. And so, again, the 90 essential nutrients, stay away from the bad stuff. And we have a 150-year-old herbal program made by Lydia Pinkham. It goes back 150 years ago. It was a great Quaker lady. And this plus I like the what we call multi-EFAs. It's made out of evening primrose oil. It actually reverses the dry vaginal thing, which is, to me, I get so many thousands of women literally every month complain about that, one of the symptoms of menopause.
Hey, Doc, also let me ask you this, too. With guys, low testosterone, I'm seeing all kinds of lawsuits on pharmaceutical testosterone boosters. What's happening there?
Well, again, when you have low T, it's caused by restriction of cholesterol, because testosterone and estrogen, progesterone, George, are what we call steroid hormones. They're 95% by weight cholesterol. And so you go on a low cholesterol diet, you go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, you take statin drugs, lower cholesterol, you're going to get low T, you're going to get
erectile
dysfunction.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Predictable as gravity. You're going to get Alzheimer's disease. You're going to get menopause. You're going to get adrenal exhaustion because none of these organs and glands can make their hormones. Because you need you need to make estrogen, progesterone. You need cholesterol to make testosterone. You need cholesterol to make myelin, the white part of the brain, white matter of the brain that goes away when you have Alzheimer's disease. You need cholesterol. And it was a 2-full-page article in the New York Times about, it's got to be almost a year ago now, cover article in the Time magazine, June 23rd, 2014. This whole cholesterol thing was the biggest hoax ever inflicted upon people. It was actually inflicted on people as a sales campaign, including the Mediterranean diet, cholesterol and saturated fat being the boogeymen, were all part of a sales campaign to sell Crisco. Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association $1.7 million to endorse Crisco as a healthier way to eat. It had nothing to do with science. The whole cholesterol, saturated fat, boogeyman thing was an ad campaign to sell Crisco.
Mm. And everybody cooked with it in those days.
Everybody cooked with it, and that's why we have cardiovascular disease. It's all inflicted upon people by cooking with these unsaturated oils like Crisco, whether it was the oil or the solid shortening. And, of course, things like olive oil and the Mediterranean diet. That was the second biggest fraud ever. The Mediterranean diet was only data that came from the Isle of Crete. It was supposed to be the Seven Countries diet. And a guy by the name of Ansel Keys, who was on the board of the American Heart Association and Procter & Gamble, came up with the Mediterranean diet as a hype to sell Crisco again. Had nothing to do with science. I spent 35 years looking for the science that said the Mediterranean diet was good. Guess what, George? There ain't no science. It was all an ad campaign, the biggest fraud ever.
Let's go to Bill, Long Island, New York. Welcome to the program, Bill. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast.
Dr. Wallach.
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, as you're probably well aware, the Rockefellers, members of the Rockefeller family, were very influential in dictating allotropic medicine.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not surprising that doctors in medical schools, they're only trained for correct diagnosis and prognosis. And I wonder if you have any comments on that.
Well, a lot of people say, yeah, you can't blame the doctors because they just weren't taught. Well, when you kill your patients for 30 years, you'd think somebody would stand on the courthouse steps and burn their medical license and say, I'm not going to do it anymore. I can't stand killing people. I want to find out a better way. But none of them ever do it. And so I chastise medical doctors for using treatments to kill people. They kill, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, according to the Center for Disease Control, and the Journal of the American Medical Association, February 5th, 2007, full-page article in the USA Today, medical doctors each year kill, injure, and infect 15 million patients in hospitals and clinics each year. It's a yearly figure. If any foreign entity were to do that, it'd be immediately war. Here's one trade that does it yearly in their workplace, and nobody seems to get upset about it.
And what about pharmaceutical deaths over prescriptions,
Over prescriptions, in just George, decimal point errors, and this came out in 2006, decimal point errors alone by the prescribing physician and the fulfilling pharmacist kill and permanently injure 1.5 million Americans every year. It's a yearly figure by the Institute of Medicine. And so pharmaceuticals are only designed to treat symptoms over a long period of time. There's no pharmaceuticals except antibiotics. They're designed to cure anything. There's no money in the cure. Okay, so doctors always treat people for 25 years rather than cure them in 3 weeks. There's a lot, for instance, you can ask doctors, do we have beriberi in the United States? Oh, they'll laugh. Oh, no, that's only in third world countries. We used to have beriberi 100 years ago, but not now. That's absolutely not true. The cause, the terminal event of beriberi is congestive heart failure. It's caused by deficiency of a single vitamin. I've gotten so many people off a heart transplant list, hundreds of them off the heart transplant list that have terminal congestive heart failure in weeks. Now,
their doctors,
their cardiologists take them off the heart transplant.
Yeah, you don't. They do.
They do.
Let's go to Anita in St. Louis, east of the Rockies. We'll squeeze in as many as we can here. Go ahead, Anita.
Hey, hi, Dr. Wallach. I'm a triple bypass patient, and recently I had a friend who came to me and said, I went into renal failure overnight, and they suspected his high blood pressure medication. That was it. I had already had so many side effects from my 20 years of high blood pressure medication from. I think I was literally heading for dementia. And I quit overnight and without seeing a doctor.
I don't think you're supposed to do that, though.
No, you're not. But considering the side effects, they keep updating the black boxes.
Yeah, well, let me interject something here before we go too much farther. And when you're talking about statin drugs, which they would do if you had bypass surgery, they're going to put you on one of your many prescriptions, certainly one or two of them will be statin drugs. The statin drugs, even the FDA sent medical doctors an email back in, it was February 2012, said immediately stop giving your patients statin drugs. And they named them Lipitor, Mevacor, Zocor. Stop the prescriptions now. And they said, also get your patients off of cholesterol-restricted diets because these cholesterol-lowering drugs will increase your risk of type 2 diabetes by 52% and Alzheimer's disease by 100%. Now, no doctor did that. No doctor followed the instructions, okay, because they make too much money doing what they're doing. And you have to appreciate, if you got off of those statin drugs, you're going to get rid of muscle aches and fatigue and fibromyalgia and all that kind of stuff, which are caused by these statin drugs. And you probably added many, many health years to your life. You don't need a doctor's okay to get off of statin drugs. You can talk to your pharmacist. You can look in the PDR, as you said, the black box warnings. And statin drugs are one of the class of drugs you can cold turkey off of without any negative side effects. On the other hand, if you keep taking them, they can kill you. And so if you have any statin drugs, I want people out there listening to box them up and ship them to their doctor and say, because I love you, doctor, I want you to take my statin drugs every day. Good for you. Okay.
Let's go to Karen in Reno, Nevada now. Karen, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Hello, George.
Hey, Karen.
Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
My question is, I have hypothyroidism, and I'm taking Synthroid. And I'd like to, is there any way of getting off Synthroid, any minerals?
Or
anything?
Did they kill your thyroid with radioactive iodine or surgery remover, or do you still have your thyroid?
I still have it.
Okay, good. Yeah, if you still have your thyroid, you can get off of Synthroid very quickly. What you do is you learn how to do the basal body temperature thing, just like women do for checking when they're ovulating. Do you know how to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so you put the thermometer bulb, the oral thermometer, under your arm when you wake up in the morning, and your underarm temperature should be 97.7. Okay, let's say you have hypothyroidism. Even with Synthroid, it might be 96.2. Well, as your basal body temperature goes up, you can reduce your Synthroid a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, never cold turkey. You can do that yourself. And, of course, what you want to do is take the 90 essential nutrients. I like people to take, again, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And specifically to support thyroid activity is what we call Ocean's Gold, which is a blend of sea vegetables and things like that your thyroid loves, 3 tablets twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And it's also imperative to give up cruciferous vegetables when you have low thyroid. Cruciferous vegetables like cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale actually interfere with thyroid function. So it's going to speed up your thyroid being able to function properly by getting off of cruciferous vegetables as well as taking the 90 plus the sea vegetables in the form of what we call Ocean's Gold, which will support and promote healthy thyroid function.
In your book on epigenetics, do you spell a lot of this out, Joel?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And one supporting book is Let's Play Doctor. You've never said that to anybody before in your life, but Let's Play Doctor.
Oh, I may have when I was about 10.
There's a chapter called The Home Laboratory. And you can go to a pharmacy without a prescription, George, get the same test strips your doctor will use for blood tests, urine tests, and the equivalent of a colonoscopic exam. You can get those test strips for $1.50 each. That's $4.50. You'll be able to give yourself the same physical that he charges you $2,000 for $4.50. All you need is the book, Let's Play Doctor. It tells you what all the numbers mean, what to do if you're too high, if you're too low. And also the book, Epigenetics, it tells you which nutrients in deficiency will give you which diseases and what to do for each disease.
It's like preventative maintenance with a car, isn't it? Your body. Just take care of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Next. I've been doing that for 68 years.
Let's go to Zeta in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, first-time caller. Hi, Zeta.
Hi, y'all. I am an RN for almost 40 years, and I'm desperate. I need a hip. The bones on bone, the idea of having the head of my femur sawed off is so barbaric, I can't even think of it. What can I do?
What do you weigh, Zeta?
Too much, 300.
Okay. Well, you need 3 healthy bone and joint packs per month. That would allow you to have 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which George is very familiar with.
Is that because of her body weight, what you just recommended?
It's 1 dose per 100 pounds of body weight, 300 pounds. You need 3 doses of everything. That's 3 healthy bone and joint packs per month. We take people, Zeta, who are Navy SEALs, who are Special Forces guys, professional athletes, Olympic athletes, people who are in the workforce, and they have bone-to-bone arthritis in their hips and their knees. We're talking about national politicians, entertainers. They don't want surgery either, and guess what? We're able to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. We're talking about Pat Boone. We're talking about Danny Glover. We're talking about Andy Young of the Civil Rights Movement, Mayor of Atlanta, Ambassador of the United Nations. We're talking about Theo Ratliff, great National Basketball Player Association guy, NBA player. And
Pat Boone looks great. He's a friend of ours, Joel. He looks great for his age.
Yeah, he will never have to get in one of those walk-in bathtubs anymore because he can step over and step out of. I sat in his living room with he and his lovely wife and just had a great conversation. He did exactly what we told him, and he's a totally new man now.
Good, good. But again, it comes down to a point where sometimes surgery is a necessity, isn't it?
Well, that's very rare, George. Just remember, to a carpenter, everything looks like a nail. To a surgeon, everything looks like a surgical case. So that's why I always say, get 4 or 5 opinions before you make the decision. Don't go, your doctor will recommend his golf buddy who's an orthopedic surgeon, and whatever he says, most people will do. You don't want to do that. You want to get 3 or 4 decisions. I like people to go to the university and the orthopedic, if they're going to get bone arthritis, joint replacement, I'd have them go to the university, medical school, in the orthopedic department, because they get paid the same whether they do a surgery or not.
I have a friend of mine went in for a colonoscopy. He's a doctor. They punctured his colon. They had to remove it, Joel, for about a week and bathe it. And
they killed Andy Rooney by doing that.
Oh, it was horrible. Joel, we're out of time, but I want to thank you. We'll see you again next month, okay?
Hey, God bless you, George. Keep up the great work. You're saving America. God bless you, sir.
Dr. Joel Wallach, website, criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call them at 855-949-7234. That's 855-949-RADIO. Here is our final emerging artist, of course. Her name is Adra, the signs in the sky from Los Angeles, California.